As to what made Liszt's approach to piano and piano technique so different to what had come before, I would suggest two things. Liszt's absolute insistence on complete independence of each finger and his concept of the pianist's hand. In order to achieve absolute finger independence, or digital equalization, if you will, Liszt practiced endurance exercises of his own invention for 10 to 12 hours a day until he could play anything with any combination of fingers. In regards to his conception of the pianist's hand, Liszt did not conceive of his having two hands of five fingers each, but rather he thought of himself as having one single digital unit of 10 fingers. Liszt's interchangeable fingerings, the interlocking hands, and crossed hands techniques that he used in his music all attest to this concept of the single unit with 10 fingers. It was, and it is, a concept that revolutionized piano playing and piano music. 1839 to 1847, the years of transcendental execution. So, when Liszt went back out on the road as a concert performer in 1839, ostensibly to raise money for the Beethoven Monument in Bonn, it was with an approach to the piano and a pianistic technique the likes of which no one had ever imagined, and a large batch of unknown and unheard compositions with which to show that technique off. Well, my friends, not even Paganini had caused such a stir. Liszt was the complete virtuoso, a god, a hero, the consummate showman, Harold Schoenberg tells us. When Liszt played the piano, ladies flung their jewels on the stage instead of bouquets. They shrieked in ecstasy and sometimes fainted. Those who remained mobile made a mad rush to the stage to gaze upon the features of the divine man. They fought over the green gloves he purposely left on the piano. They fished out the stubs of cigars Liszt had smoked, while other ladies came away from the concerts with priceless relics in the form of broken strings from the pianos he had played. These cigar butts and broken strings were mounted in frames and lockets and worshipped. Liszt did not give mere concerts. They were Saturnalia, unquote. Saturnalia, indeed. They were events. They were happenings. Mystical seances, orgies, rock concerts. They were Listomania, a contemporary term coined by Heinrich Heine to describe Liszt's concerts. Now, please, not everyone approved. Frédéric Chopin, Robert Schumann, and Felix Mendelssohn, for example, and we're talking about the pros here, were disgusted by the programs Liszt presented. High on pyrotechnics, light on substance, so they felt, and they were appalled by the hysterical hero worship that surrounded Liszt wherever he went. And make no mistake about it, Liszt was a great showman, a knowing provocateur, a natural at self-promotion, and, then as now, hysteria sold tickets. It was all part of the package. Having said that, there can be no doubt that Liszt's piano playing did indeed, on occasion, raise the mood of his audience to a level of almost mystical ecstasy. In 1840, the great Danish writer Hans Christian Andersen heard Liszt perform in Hamburg. Andersen was no pushover. Ordinarily a very clear-eyed observer of human nature and manners, he nevertheless was entirely swept away and, along with everyone else, went just loony over Liszt. We quote, "As Liszt sat down before the piano, the first impression of his personality was derived from the appearance of the strong passions in his wan face, so that he seemed to me a demon nailed fast to the instrument whence the tones streamed forth. They came from his blood, from his thoughts. He was a demon who would liberate his soul from thraldom." Do you know what that means? I don't know what that means. Thraldom? "He was on the rack. His blood flowed and nerves trembled. I saw that pale face assume a nobler and brighter expression. The divine soul shone through his eyes, and from every feature he became as beauteous as only spirit and enthusiasm can make their worshipers," unquote. Well, talk about suspending all disbelief. Now, back in Lecture 1, I gave a partial and endless account of where Liszt performed during these years on the road, during which times thousands, tens of thousands of people had the opportunity to hear him and see him perform. The reminiscences, the eyewitness accounts of Liszt the piano player are everywhere to be found in the literature and memoirs of the 19th century. We have time for a few, which I've chosen as a cross-section. Robert Schumann heard Liszt play in Leipzig, where he reviewed the concert for the Neue Zeitschrift für Musik. I quote Schumann. "I had already previously heard him, but privately. It's one thing to hear an artist playing for a few friends, quite another to hear him before an audience. It is a different occasion and a different artist. The beautiful bright rooms, illuminated by candlelight, the bejeweled and decorated audience all stimulate the giver as well as the given.